A word for you from Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But the answer that God inspired Zerubbabel and Yeshua to give was in verse 3, "You may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel." It might be puzzling that these people who claim to be descendants, true Jews, and who they said had always worshipped God, always sacrificed to him, that they were not allowed to join in with this great work of rebuilding the temple. Indeed, even some of those who returned from captivity, after many hundreds of years, some of those who came back, they were Jews, but they could not, and we find that in chapter 2, they could not show exactly their genealogy, and you'll find in chapter 2 it is just genealogy. So-and-so was the son of so-and-so. Why was that important? God wanted to use his people. And those who couldn't prove that they indeed belonged to God's family, God excluded them from the priesthood. One finds that in Ezra 2 verse 62. And here are some others who had lived there all the time. They were never made captive. But they claimed that they had always been worshipping God. And God inspired Zerubbabel to say, "No, you will not help us." In other words, God doesn't need your help. God uses his people. The question then is, are you part of God's family? Can you join in with the great work of building his kingdom? Don't try and help God out if you don't truly belong to him. If there's sin in your life, if you have been living in some uncleanness, some bondage to sin, God doesn't want your help. You need help. God wants to help you. You need to be reconciled to God. Too many are working for God, and too few are being used by God. UNkulunkulu uzosebenzisa abantu bakhe, akadingi usizo lwalaba abangahambi emoyeni, abanezono enhlizweni. God wants a clean heart, and he will use those.